This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I've never heard of a paramedic coming out of the field of being a paramedic going into the ministry, but David Haley did. And he tells about some interesting things about being a paramedic that I never thought about before. He tells this. He said, "I always had anxiety as we would get calls through the radio or whoever called the 911 people, whatever." He said, because of two things. We would get the calls where people made what happened sound just awful and we expected to find the worst. And he said, we'd get there. It was nothing. But then he said there were the calls where we thought it was nothing and it was death. Somebody was near death or had already died. And we thought it was nothing. It's no big deal. And so he said there was that constant anxiety of not knowing, what are we going to come up with? What are we going to deal with when we have this encounter as a paramedic? Now, here's the story he tells that relates to this passage. He said, the place that I hated to go to the most, he said, because of anxiety, not because he hated the people or anything. He dreaded it when they would get a call to go to this institution in Chicago where there were people with severe physical deformities. He said there were people you couldn't use a backboard with because they were so bent and so deformed. He said something I'd never thought about before. He said when people have massive physical deformities, he said their vital organs aren't where you think they are. You think the lungs are here on this person, but they're somewhere else because they moved over because of the condition of their physical body. And he said, that's very difficult to deal with. You don't know if the kidneys are where the kidneys are supposed to be. The stomach may be up here because everything is out of order in that person's condition. And then the thought occurred to me as I read David Haley's words, is that he said, everybody has deformity spiritually. He said, we all have paralysis spiritually in some area of our life. We all have deformity in terms of what's going on inside in our spirit, in our heart. And I think he's right. And it's the Lord God Almighty that deals with that. It's the Lord God Almighty that can deal with the deformity in your life and in your heart and in mine. You got to believe that. Because you have to believe that the one who said, I am the resurrection and the life, I am the way, the truth, and the life, has that kind of power and that kind of creativity to work in your life and in my life. And I want to suggest to you that what he said to this woman, you are set free from your infirmity, that he put his hands on her and immediately she straightened up and praised God. God gave her what she needed after 18 years. I don't know what this scripture says to you, but I want to ask you, are you bound by guilt, shame, or grief? You say, no, I got other issues. Then the Lord will help you with it. I'm just dealing with those three today. I just felt led to deal with those three. The shame, guilt, and grief. My point is this. God can speak to whatever binds you today. Just you. And God can speak to whatever has held you bound for 18 years, longer, shorter, doesn't matter. God can loose you from your infirmity and mine. Why? Because he's God. Because he's God. Folks, I have a feeling this message speaks to a lot of people today, and maybe including you and me. Our website is crosshope.org. Be sure and look at visual stories under crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.